This was school. Every day, hours of classes, reading, numbers, history, videos of the bloody battles in space, the Marines spraying their guts all over the walls of the bugger ships, hollows of the clean wars of the fleet, ships turning into puffs of light as the spacecraft killed each other deftly in the deep night. Many things to learn. Ender worked as hard as anyone. Most of them struggled for the first time in their lives, as for the first time in their lives, they competed with classmates who were at least as bright as they. But the games, that was what they lived for. That was what filled the hours between waking and sleeping. Dap introduced them to the game room on their second day. It was up, way above the decks where the boys lived and worked. They climbed ladders to where the gravity weakened, and there in the cavern, they saw the dazzling lights of the games. Some of the games they knew. Some they had even played at home. Some simple ones and hard ones. Ender walked past the two-dimensional games on video and began to study the games the bigger boys played, the holographic games with objects hovering in the air. He was the only launchy in that part of the room, and every now and then one of the bigger kids would shove him out of the way. "What are you doing here? Get lost! Fly off!" And of course he would fly, in the lower gravity here, leave his feet, and soar until he ran into something or someone. Every time, though, he extricated himself and went back, perhaps to a different spot, to get a different angle on the game. He was too small to see the controls, how the game was actually done. That didn't matter. He got the movement of it in the air. The player could make traps, mines, drifting bombs, loops in the air that forced the enemy ships to repeat endlessly. Some of the players were clever, others lost quickly. Ender liked it better, though, when two boys played against each other. Then they had to use each other's tunnels, and it quickly became clear which of them was worth anything at the strategy of it. Within an hour or so, it began to pall. Ender understood the regularities by then, understood the rules the computer was following, so that he knew he could always, once he mastered the controls, outmaneuver the enemy. Spirals when the enemy was like this, loops when the enemy was like that, lie in wait at one trap, lay seven traps and then lure them like this. There was no challenge to it then, just a matter of playing until the computer got so fast that no human reflexes could overcome it. That wasn't fun. It was the other boys he wanted to play. The boys who had been so trained by the computer that even when they played against each other, they each tried to emulate the computer. Think like a machine instead of a boy. "I could beat them this way. I could beat them that way. I'd like a turn against you," he said to the boy who had just won. "Laws in me, what is this?" asked the boy. "Is it a bug or a bugger?" "A new flock of dwarves just came aboard," said another boy. "But it talks. Did you know that could talk?" "I see," said Ender. "You're afraid to play me 2 out of 3. "Beating you," said the boy, "would be as easy as pissing in the shower, and not half as fun," said another. "I'm Ender Wiggin." "Listen up, Scrunchface. You nobody. Got that? You nobody. Got that? You not anybody till you gots you first kill. Got that?" The slang of the older boys had its own rhythm. Ender picked it up quick enough. "If I'm nobody, then how come you scared to play me 2 out of 3? Now the other guys were impatient. "Kill the squirt quick and let's get on with it." So Ender took his place at the unfamiliar controls. His hands were small, but the controls were simple enough. It took only a little experimentation to find out which buttons used certain weapons. Movement control was a standard wire ball. His reflexes were slow at first. The other boy, whose name he still didn't know, got ahead quickly.